basement, more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is the IRS. Tax season is over, and we're proud to announce we're using your hard-earned tax dollars to implement artificial intelligence. You may be asking, will AI automatically calculate our taxes, saving us time, money, and the hassle of filing every year? Of course not. We're still the IRS. We'll be using advanced machine learning to root out even the smallest miscalculation in your tax returns and hold you accountable. Perhaps you're also wondering if AI might process your returns more quickly. Well, the short answer is no. But the long answer is no. Think of the IRS's AI as more of a tax terminator, a high-tech machine from the future that's come here to right the wrongs of your past. Hasta la vista, tax cheats.
By the way, the president has announced that he wants a 44% increase in the capital gains tax. He's already announced that the Trump tax cuts will expire and not be renewed. What else can you do to F us up there, Joe? Listen to this.
Imagine what we can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause. That was on the teleprompter.
Seriously. Oh, my gosh.
It's just, and there's people, I'm supposed to believe that over half the country wants to run out and vote for four more years of this doddering fool.
What? A dumbass.
By the way, the News Talk breakfast special today, I don't know if you saw this on Facebook, but we're going to come back and talk about Ozempic face.
Oh, yeah.
A new plague in America. The News Talk breakfast special this morning is a picture of Joe shirtless, and it's called My Uncle's Recipe, and he's teaching the natives how to make cannibal stew. Got a lot of shares off that, too. This is Dave, I believe. Dave?
Hey.
Hi.
Steve. I hate we're having to go through all this, but I still believe that the three other conservative justices, talking about Alito, Thomas, and Gorsuch, would have looked at the election results. It was a lot worse than it was when Bush got his help and... back around 2000, so I think Kavanaugh and Barrett, just based on their rulings, are a lot of our problems. You see how we're going through because they didn't have the guts to do what was right.
You're absolutely correct on that. A couple of those people that we thought were staunch conservatives have really disappointed at times. Not all the time, but enough to be disappointing. Appreciate the call.
You look, sure.
Wow, I just got something really cool. It's a lady who's got a dancing slinky. I'm going to show you this. I'm going to put it on Facebook in a minute. What's this? Oh. This is another listener contribution. I don't know if I can get this link. This is from WAKA Action News. Theo Katechis, part owner of Chris's Hot Dogs, has passed away. And the story reads, one of the owners of an iconic hot dog and hamburger restaurant, iconic is the word, I mean, they got a historical marker out in front of that building.
For real.
An employee with Chris's Hot Dogs confirmed to Action 8 News that Theo Katechis passed away Wednesday morning. This Chris's Hot Dogs opened on May 1st, 1917 by his father, Christopher Anastasios, Mr. Chris. Theo then co-owned the restaurant with his son, Gus, at the time of his passing. No word on the cause of death. But thank you for bringing that to my attention, Karen. Really appreciate it. We're going to get the rest of our news now from the Salem Radio News Network at 4.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
SRN News, I'm John Scott. House Speaker Mike Johnson has appeared at Columbia University, site of pro-Palestinian protesting that has spread nationwide. The House Speaker, along with other lawmakers, called on the president of Columbia to resign, saying Manoush Tafik has shown to be a weak, inept leader. President Biden signing into law the $95 billion war aid measure, including much-needed assistance for Ukraine, Israel, Taiwan, and other allies. And the Port of Baltimore preparing to open a deeper channel for commercial ships to get in and out for a few days. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. The Dow was down 42 points. The NASDAQ gained 16. The S&P 500 added 1 point. This is SRN News.
Yeah, hard to find agreement on much these days, except here's one thing: how we pay for health care. It's too complex, it's too expensive, it's frustrating. Very few people are happy with it, and some people have genuine moral reservations about some of the stuff they're now forced to pay for. This is why MediShare is so refreshing. Hundreds of thousands of people have joined and are much happier with it. And not just because they're glad to be part of a Christian community that shares with each other, or how it all works so reliably, or the exceptional customer service, or the massive network of providers. With MediShare, you save a substantial amount of money. For 30 years now, members have been saving an average of 50% on their health care, because when you share, you save. And you don't have to sacrifice your values to get real value and something you're much happier with. Call now, 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE, 844-45-BIBLE.
Help, I know you love your office. Help, can't do without your office. Help, like your secretaries. Help. They're not paid enough for sure. They do their job so well, I don't know how. And we do appreciate them being round. If you are office help, then take a bow. Here's to you, office help. Help me and help you.
You should see this clip I just posted on Facebook. It's a woman dancing with a slinky, and a human-sized slinky. And she herself is, I would say, given that range of motion, pretty slinky
She's
herself.
She's pretty slinky herself.
Yeah. Today is Secretary's Day, and it saddens me that it wasn't that many years ago that it was a big deal.
Yeah.
Because in radio, we saluted secretaries. They're often the people that make, they're the most important person in a business.
A lot of places were like that.
Yeah.
And now it seems lost.
But I guess it's a derogatory term. I've never seen it that way.
Me neither. I don't understand that.
No.
I think there's too many things people are offended by for no reason.
Let me totally 100% concur with you on that.
Let me just open the can on that one.
We have the most thin-skinned. And then I'm not sure what to expect from this clip. I got it from Citizens Free Press. Young people are pissed off at everything. They don't see a future. Let's give this a listen to see if it's worth our time.
For the first time in our nation's history, a 30-year-old man or woman isn't doing as well as his or her parents were at 30. That is the social compact breaking down. People,
let's pause it right there. I wrote about this in my Boom magazine column this month. I haven't read it on the air yet, I don't think.
No.
I could. I think it's this month.
It is.
It is? Okay.
Yes.
But I don't read my column on the air unless I get encouragement from listeners to do so. It's called
it's
Read the
good,
Damn
though.
Thing Already.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
Millennials and this Gen Z, they're just different. There's a reason their goals are different, their work ethic is different, the way they're going about their life is different than their parents.
They want to basically get rid of everything that has preceded them. They don't want to work a 40-hour week.
No.
They don't want to have to dress nicely for work.
No, nothing is really, like, anything that has existed up to this point is not good enough.
Yeah.
And their standards are so skewed from people older looking at it. We're like, you want to wear sweatpants. You want to wear Crocs to work. You want to work from home. You don't even want to get up and go to work. What is that?
Yeah. Who's supposed to take care of you? But there's a comment underneath here that's kind of telling, and that and this guy that goes by John Galt, our listeners know that name. My older kids are 18, 21, and 26. They're good, hardworking people, and it's true. The economy is at a point where they can't own a home, and they have to have roommates to get by. Politicians of all flavors have helped to destroy the economy and the currency. Well, the bulk of the bulk of the damage is done by Democrats. But when Republicans in the House, when half of them, like this aid to Ukraine bill and all this ridiculous spending that we just keep authorizing because Republicans
just fold on it.
Yeah. There's no, for lack of a better, there's just no balls there.
None.
The women Republicans have
more.
Yeah. They have better cojones than the guys. Marjorie Taylor
bigger
Greene.
Bigger backbones.
Elise Stefanik. They just can't seem to take a stand. And I don't know what happens. I talked to David Blackman on Mondays and Thursdays, and his belief is that they've got something on everybody that they don't want out. Somebody takes an initial posture, no, I'm not going to vote for that ridiculous.
But why put yourself in that position? What are they accepting, you know?
I know.
Why allow there to be an eater on you? What is so alluring that you have to say yes to and put yourself in that position?
Well, I mean, we're looking at the national
debt.
I remember being horrified when our national debt crossed $10 trillion.
Mm.
It's 35, and every 3 months we're paying $1 trillion in interest on that money that's borrowed, and they just can't stop. And this is why Biden's saying, I'm going to let the tax cuts expire. I want 44% on capital gains.
Mm.
And some people say, well, you know, the rich should pay their fair share. Kiss my ass on fair share. It's
what
crazy.
What is fair? Fair is a moving goalpost for everybody.
It is.
There's no way to use it. What's fair as a guideline on that kind of thing? Sorry.
Well, for losers, they think fair is confiscating.
Right.
Even Obama once said, "Oh, I think at some point you made enough money." Oh, yeah, he says that.
Right.
But I don't see him turning down any dough.
He's not.
Something paid for those houses in Hawaii and Martha's Vineyard. And the one he's secretly running the country from down the street from the White House.
Right.
You know, I'm looking for that column I was talking about, and I can't find it. I need some encouragement, people. I'm not going to read this unless I get at least a few people to call 272-9228 and tell me to read the damn thing already. Where is it? Influenza.
Yeah.
Yeah, the new pandemic. Everybody, this is, by the way, one of the top careers that people under the age of 21 aspire to now.
Really?
Influenza.
Yes.
I saw a commercial, United Airlines is running it, where they're recruiting.
How many, what percent did you say?
It's about, when they listed careers, about 16 to 20% said influencer. That's what I want to be.
That's a lot.
Well, it's very high, and first of all, for every person who kind of achieves that influencer status where they have a large enough following, there's thousands that are not influencers.
Yes. Who are making videos for 20 people.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
And wasting their time. At some point, you got to have something to do. You know, and I don't know that it'll affect me that much, but this lack of work ethic or this lack of desire to even work at all. Who's going to take care of, you know, we're doing everything we can to get people to live longer, and they're living a lot longer than they used to. Who's going to take care of them when there's more people than there are people who are capable of administering that care? It's kind of a scary scenario that's developing. Well, I can't, if a tree falls down in a quiet radio station, does anybody hear it make a noise? Something like that. 272-9228 is our number. Pamela Dubuque from AMS Studios is sidekicking with us till 5 o'clock, right?
Till 5.
All right. And we will talk about a new plague sweeping the country. And like many other bad things, it starts in Hollywood. Ozempic face. You don't want to get that. Absolutely not. Let me take a moment to talk about Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Big selection with factory protection. That's how it works. Ingram and the Ingram family have always enjoyed a and well-deserved reputation for reselling vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted. So if it's on their lot, you know it's been checked out, but they've taken it to the next level with Select Used Cars offering that big selection and factory protection. They got some great stuff in the $10,000 to $20,000 category at Jack Ingram Select, including sports cars like Corvettes, but sedans, SUVs, you name it, imports, domestics, all of them, by the way, eligible for the factory-certified warranty that Nissan Certified Select program offers. But it's more than that. The Carfax Vehicle History Report is checked up. The body shop reconditions the vehicle, and then they put it out in the showroom after it's inspected and reconditioned and offer roadside assistance, prepaid maintenance, and a limited warranty so you can buy and drive with confidence like I have eight times now, an eight-time customer at Jack Ingram. And that includes 24/7 rental car reimbursement for the duration of the warranty period. They're not going to make those kinds of offers on vehicles they're not confident about. So all you need to do is pick out what you want to love to drive, and then don't worry about a loan because they've got 25 partners to get you done. That's Jack Ingram Select Used Cars. Don't forget the Ingram family of brand new vehicles. Volkswagen, Volvos, Audis, Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, and Porsche on the boulevard, and everything for your perusal at jackingram.com. We are at 417. We're going to head back to the traffic dungeon, see what's new there, and then come back with something really important that you'll want to know about. As soon as I find it.
Really busy all over the area, but you expect that this time of day, right? And we do have some accidents on the board. Troy Highway at Bell Road. We're seeing a backup of traffic in the inbound lanes headed into Montgomery. Troy Highway at Jackpine Drive. We had a report of a minor accident there earlier. That's out near the Tree Divine Church. The Boulevard in front of Baptist, and we're seeing a backup from Narrow Lane up to Baptist with heavy traffic there. And the 2100 block of East Boulevard, if you're passing Arbor Station, wreck should be right up in front of you somewhere there. Hopefully they have got that one out of the way. Keep it here for updates. Want to sell your car? McKinnon Toyota needs used vehicles, and they'll make you an offer on the spot. It's worth the drive. McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For many years, my team and I have worked diligently to provide our veterans with top-notch service, as it is our honor to serve those who have served us in the armed forces. Madeline and I are certified veteran lending specialists. Nationwide, there are over 22 million veterans that qualify to purchase a home through the VA loan program, yet less than 2 million of them currently have a VA home loan. Many lenders do not keep up with the ever-changing guidelines and benefits of the VA loan program. They are intimidated by the program, resulting in many veterans not obtaining VA loans. This is unacceptable. The VA Home Loan Program offers service members and veterans with 100% financing. You've already paid your down payment. If you are currently serving or have honorably discharged, we would love an opportunity to discuss how the VA program can serve you. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Thank you for your service. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Dot, spring is already here.
Oh, I'm so glad too. I'm tired of being cold. With spring, we're starting to bring out the wicker furniture. We are getting in the iron outdoor furniture and just a lot of things that's just going to brighten your day.
Now, if somebody needs some furniture for their home, you have a good selection, don't you?
If there's any furniture that you can't find anywhere else, come to Eastbrook because we have a wonderful selection of solid, good, heavy furniture at excellent prices. Actually, better than you're going to find anywhere else. Just come see us and walk around all three floors and let's help you out to fill up those living rooms and dining rooms and bedrooms, but we've got it all.
Do you have any booth space available at this time?
I have booth space available, so come see us.
All right, give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6, and Sunday 12:30 to 4:30.
Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Jessica Pig here with Pig Enterprises. Blue Water Broadcasting has been a major part of our continued growth, connecting us with the right customer base at the right time, helping us to get you behind the wheel of quality pre-owned vehicles for the past 20 years. If you're looking to maximize your advertising potential, Pig Enterprises believes you'll get a squeal of a deal from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Did you know that radio is the number one reach platform in all of media? It's true. Call us to find out how to put radio's number one reach to work for your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks, helping local business.
The Johnny Adams Law Firm. They want you to stay safe on the road. Please don't text and drive. Get to your destination safely. Your family and friends will thank you. From the Johnny Adams Law Firm.
Reach Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight. Overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has a long history of stability and a legacy of serving our community's needs for generations since we began in 1906. At CBNS Bank, we're here for you. All loans subject to credit approval, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertiser.
Oh! That's kind of scary, you believe me.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I can't buy anything.
Now look at them prices. Man, they really screwed us. I can't afford to pay for groceries. High inflation, gouging the consumers. Money's worth nothing and they're fleecing me. My 401k's going down the sewer. Just lost another $1,000. Maybe I have to cut back on that morning coffee. Maybe I can't fill up my truck. Go to the store, can't afford nothing. Using credit for gasoline. All of my money is phony paper in this terrible economy. Listen here, they're hiking prices. Man, they really screwed us. Blame the greedy, selfish companies. Our government is totally useless. Money's worth nothing, corporate greed. Money's worth nothing.
Inflation
persists, it's still a thing. So what we need is a business that's going to have a sale. And no sooner do I say that than he magically appears in front of our microphone here, Jerry from Brian Jewelry. Welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.
It's good to find, you know, I bug Lynn all the time. Stop by. Say hello. Your family.
Well, we certainly appreciate it. And we appreciate everything that your show has done for us. And she would have loved to have been here. However, she is really busy back at the store because she is marking down. And we're doing it's almost an inflation fighting sale. If you want good economic news, you need to come to Brian Jewelry in Prattville, Alabama, Saturday. 10 to 4.
10 to 4 on
six
Saturday.
6 hours.
Okay.
60% off.
60.
Around 60% of the store.
Wow.
It's only for 6 hours. So now there are some exclusions because some vendors won't allow us to mark down that much.
Right.
But there are still other savings in those categories too. Mm-hmm. So it is going to be a tremendous. We've never done this before. So it's something new.
That's cool.
So we're excited
That's
about
awesome.
It. And so, yeah, we're super excited.
And this is, we're having Prattville Pride Fest here this afternoon.
Yes.
Because we have two great
hometown takeover.
Yeah. Pamela Dubuque owns AMS Studios down the road from me. In fact, the last time I was at AMS, I stopped at Brian Jewelry.
Yep.
To say hello.
And I understand you have a fabulous place.
I do.
Look what it's done.
I know. Mm-hmm.
I'm 90 years
You're
old,
glowing.
And look at how good I
You're
look.
Glowing. You're
it's
glowing.
It's amazing what can be done. So, AMS Studios is on Main Street. They have an array of incredible services. It's the place to go to get your mom, the mother of your children, the woman in your life, some really great spoilage. And, of course, you should add to that. You should visit Brian Jewelry Saturday, 10 to 4, 60% off.
10 to 4 on Saturday, 60% off. And Lynn is busy right now marking things down. It is tremendous. And this is something we didn't go through and mark up to mark down. This is legit.
What makes this really great, too, is somebody that's looking for a jewelry item for Mom's Day.
Yeah. For graduation, Mother's Day.
Perfect.
Or even better, just because.
You know,
that's right.
You took the words right out of my mouth. No, I'm a liar. I wasn't going to be that cool and that quick. But, just because. That's the best reason to do anything.
You know, you go to the spa, you get all refreshed. You need to have some fresh jewelry for that. And what a perfect time.
Yeah.
You have been, we've been together a long, long time.
A long time.
I am so proud of that. So proud of that because... I'll tell you the story in case you've never heard me mention it on the air. I don't tell it because I don't want my stories to become like, that one again. But I was in Costco, and there was an elderly couple there, and they recognized me from TV or something, and they called me over. And I was happy to meet them, and I said, "What can I do for you?" And they said, "Well, we just wanted you to see our wedding bands.
Yes.
We got them from Brian Jewelry 67 years ago.
Wow.
Yes.
Where was the original Brian Jewelry?
So the original was downtown. It's not even there anymore. It's where the bank was downtown. The bank took over the spot years, probably early 80s, took over maybe even late 70s, downtown, right just from
it
used to be the post
side.
On the right hand side where the bank was. That was the original where it was originally starting in 1953, I believe. And it started in 53. I believe that was the original location, but it was there until the late 70s, early 80s. And when the bank purchased the building and they moved up, we've always been on Main Street.
When I met you, you were in the shopping plaza.
We were in the shopping center, and now you can just about throw a baseball. Well, not anymore, but just over from where we are. So we're in the building right out on the street, easy to find.
You know who's a big fan of your collection? My daughter.
She has great taste.
She does, and I years ago bought her a ring that had a setting in it, and she's a graphic designer, so she works with her hands a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And the ring got dinged up and nicked and stuff, so she said, "Dad," that's the magic word,
Mm-hmm. I've heard that a time or two.
Would you take this back to Brian Jewelry and ask them if they would put a new setting in it? Done. And yep. She loved yep. it.
Did they bezel yep. set it? That's my favorite.
I don't think that one was bezel set. It was prongs.
Yeah.
And I know. And that's one of the things when... And Lynn is the picker of jewelry.
Yes.
Okay? She is the one, and she picks it out. One of the things we try to do is, how is this going to hold up?
Mm-hmm.
Is this... And you know, we try to be very careful about the types and things, because some things look good, but when you look at it, you go, okay, this is probably going... You're going right. to have a problem mm-hmm. with it. And you just... You know, nobody wants that. Mm-hmm. So
you want to be able to wear it out. Like literally wear it out if you want every day.
My wife, and Greg knows this, if you want to frown from her, well, I have jewelry, but I don't ever wear it.
Right.
And she goes, wow.
Yeah.
It's meant to be worn. Mm-hmm. It's meant to be enjoyed. And that's what we strive for. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, when you can enjoy it and wear it and have it for generations.
Yes.
And then hand it down.
One of the first things she wanted, and my daughter, I want to make this real clear. Yes, I indulge my child. But my daughter has made me so proud. She did great in school. She graduated, immediately began at one of the best zoos in America as a graphic designer, and then got hired away by the Audubon Zoo in New Orleans, where yes. she is now. And
she's no slouch.
Not at all.
No.
And she's very independent. But she, like many her age, we just talked about this recently, facing these inflation challenges.
Yes.
We
yes.
made sure she didn't have the anchor of a student loan hanging around her neck.
Yes.
But she more than kept her end of the deal.
Well, and you've seen the price of gold lately.
Yeah.
And
you still buy and sell gold?
We do. We mm-hmm. do. We usually, if... For scrap, we just had a buying event a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably have another one in the fall. We have it's mostly when folks have antique or even memorabilia and stuff like that. That would be in the fall. But we do. We buy gold. We have folks come in from time to time where we will assess what some of it. You know, a lot of times it's scrap. Mm-hmm. It's stuff that's old and been beaten mm-hmm. up, and they just scrap value. So we do. We do buy gold.
And, of course, you're the people that can create something out of thin air, too.
So I will say this. Mm-hmm. We have a very talented jeweler who does a lot of the computer-aided designs.
Mm-hmm.
People come in with ideas, and he sits down with them. Take old
that would
rings.
Be fun.
Take old rings. And we just had someone contacted us just yesterday. I have some old rings. I would like to do something with them. Let's come in. Talk mm-hmm. to our jeweler. Sit down. What are the ideas? What would you like to do? What, you know, and we've created different things, taking stones from rings that pass down that are sentimental and mean things
mm-hmm.
and put them into something new and everything. And it's a lot of fun. And he's very
I just came
good.
Up with a name for that process. Rejewelerating.
Rejewelering.
I like it.
I like that.
I invent words.
Look at the brain on you.
Yeah.
I invent words all the time, but they're not smart and funny.
The first thing that you guys did for me, she wanted for Christmas hoop earrings that had her name stretched from side to side.
Oh, mm-hmm. cute.
And she loves them. And I forget what happened. It was some type of, I think it was first year in college or something. Anyway, she lost one of them.
Oh.
So I had another one made. She felt terrible. That's the thing. You know, she still has some of those values where stuff like that will happen.
Yes.
It wasn't through carelessness or recklessness. Mm-hmm. That can happen to anybody, yeah. anytime.
Yeah.
But again, when you have a relationship with Brian Jewelry, you can replace something like that, too.
Absolutely. We love helping our customers.
We are so grateful you're able to come by. Let's recap what's going on. It's this Saturday, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
10 a.m., 4 p.m., 60% off, approximately 60% of the store. There's also other values in there that aren't quite 60% off. That won't be that. But
you know, one of the places I like to look when I'm there is the Roll Tide War Eagle display, whatever's in there.
We mm-hmm. We always late summer, we start putting some things, and there may be some things coming out this late summer that'll be kind of cool.
Maybe for
guys, not licensed stuff, but school colors and that kind of stuff. So we're on the lookout for that maybe late summer, early fall.
Here, Rich Thomas is known as Mr.
Cool.
Yeah. And we had such a great time. And we still do, of course, but our first year, Christmas time, I wanted to get him something, and he's an Auburn fan all the way, and they had a money clip.
Mm-hmm.
And since he's, you know, who needs a money clip more than Rich Thomas? Nobody that I could think of. Well, he loved it, but he turned it into a Christmas tree ornament, and it looks great. It really looks great.
So we have turned Christmas tree ornaments into earrings.
Huh.
Earrings into Christmas tree ornaments. It's fun. Some of the things
you guys are so creative and so good. So that's this Saturday at Brian Jewelry at 1778 East Main in Prattville, and you can browse ahead of time at BrianJewelry.com.
Absolutely.
By the way, for the thick-headed, they have a wish list there. Maybe if he can't take the hint, he can read it.
Or for those maybe like me that land in trouble. You know, it's nice if there's a wish list there where when I get in trouble, I can just go and go, okay, what can I pick off this wish list that I know she's going to love?
Yes.
That may get me out of the doghouse.
May get you out of the doghouse. That's your key right there. Thank you so much for coming by this afternoon.
Thank you.
I so appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
It's 4:36. I believe our next obligation is to visit the traffic dungeon and see what's happening with Skipper. Let me just take a quick peek ahead. I know we'll be talking some movies with Miss Murray when she joins us next hour. Right now, this is Skipper and Traffic.
The further we get into the afternoon, we've got a lot of vehicles on the road around Montgomery right now and a couple of accidents that are officially still on the board. Hopefully these are out of the way. Troy Highway, this is going to be out near Bell Road. We think that one's already cleared. And the boulevard in front of Baptist, please use caution there just in case. But that's really about it. We got a lot of traffic out there, a lot of congestion on the boulevards, interstates. Prattville, Billbrook, Wetumpka giving us all clear at the moment. Haynes Ambulance, there for you both on the ground and in the air. From a simple patient transport to life or death situations, Haynes is ready at a moment's notice. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
1819 News.
The Alabama House has passed a bill that expands the prohibition on gender ideology being taught in public schools. The expansion moves from grades K through 5th to now K through 8th grade. An amendment was suggested by the Alabama Department of Education, which reduced the original proposal from State Representative Mac Butler to include all grades K through 12 in all public schools. The State Department of Education made the amendment request due to the state health curriculum. The prohibition on flying flags or banners that are related to gender identity or sexual orientation within classrooms or on school property still applies to all grades in public schools. The bill now heads over to the Alabama Senate. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
An organization that helps rescue women from human trafficking is coming out strongly opposed to any casino gaming coming to the state of Alabama. The Well House is based in Birmingham and offers shelter and restoration to the victims of sex trafficking. Well House CEO Carolyn Potter says that the organization has firsthand accounts along with the data, which leaves no doubt of the strong correlation between human trafficking, casinos, and gambling. Potter says adding casinos here in Alabama would bring more of the criminal activity and other issues like drug addiction and alcohol abuse. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
Have you been injured in a car wreck? Don't let the insurance companies bully you. Call me, Johnny Adams.
Call Johnny Adams Law Firm, 505-0000.
representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
Is spring cleaning making your floors feel, well, a little worse for the wear? Don't just clean them, upgrade them. Carroll's Carpet Flooring America can help you transform your home with beautiful new flooring and countertops. Carroll's Carpet is locally owned and operated, so you're supporting the community. At Carroll's Carpet, you'll get expert advice to help you find the perfect flooring. Hardwood, carpet, laminate, tile, or even luxury vinyl. They'll work with you to create the exact look you've been dreaming of. Carroll's Carpet. New floors this spring. Makes your whole home sing. Carrollscarpet.com on the Northeastern Boulevard.
Call Prune Masters, the professional pruners with over 30 years of experience, and that's all they do. To find out how you can get your hedges professionally pruned, call 220-2200 for a free estimate. Prune Masters, 220-2200.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Earnest Financial.
If you're tired of losing your money in the stock market, call David Earnest, 334-279-7431. Earnest Financial, LLC.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are moderating in a very nice way, and the rain chances, although not zero, are very low today and tomorrow. Sun and cloud mix with a high today up to about 81. Not as cool tonight, overnight low temperature 58. Tomorrow, the warmth continues with a high around 82. Partial sunshine. I think we'll be in the middle 80s. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, still dry. Good bit of sunshine, too. So a good weekend forecast. From Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. Got a lot of jobs to do this spring? Save now on Kubota's BX23S tractor, loader, and backhoe combo at Capital Tractor and check off that to-do list. Powering Alabama, Kubota and Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Tomorrow is Secretary's Day. Should I get something for my boss's secretary? God knows she already has everything, including a key to his private condo. Actually, I kind of admire her for only sleeping her way to the middle. Maybe I could buy her some perfume? I'm just not sure where to find essence of stripper. I don't know why I hate her. She's definitely a team player, if that's what you call spending a weekend with a professional basketball team. And she certainly has communication skills. You can tell by the way she spends 8 hours a day talking on her cell phone. Ugh. Maybe I'll just get her one of those brass poles. If she spins around in circles long enough, maybe she'll see what it is we actually do around here.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It is 4:43 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Happy hour. Greg Goodell with Pam Dubuque from AMS Studios. Shotgun is riding with us this afternoon. Yeah, mm-hmm. Riding shotgun.
Yes.
We have bomb hours after the show tonight. If you can make it, drop by and enjoy something from the Inflation Bites menu, like the Bam Bam Chicken Platter or the Tailgate Burger. Here's a place you can get a 1/3-pound burger with a side and a beverage for $8.99.
That's a deal.
It is. The prices, in fact, we had a story on it yesterday. People are catching up to the sticker shock at fast food.
Going out to eat is expensive now.
It has gotten that way, but this is why Baumhauer's fights back with the Inflation Bites menu. 42 years ago, Bob Baumhauer came to me in Florida and said, "Hey, Sapsucker," that still is his favorite name for me. "Hey, Sapsucker, I'm bringing wings to Alabama." And I said, "What are wings?" So the next time he brought me wings, and he said, "We're going to open restaurants that serve these as the primary featured menu item." He says, "I want you to write me a commercial." So he gave me the job of writing a commercial for a product I was completely unfamiliar with for a restaurant chain that didn't exist.
Yeah.
But I did it.
Winging it.
Yeah.
For the chicken wing.
Winging it. See what she did there?
Winging it for the chicken wing.
Yeah. And it worked out really well. And then when I moved here, he had retired from football, come back to Alabama to live and grow his food empire. And we kind of fell out of touch. I mean, for 11 or 12 years there, man, we were very, very tight. And I had no, he was the only guy in Alabama I knew, really. So, I start my 20th year. Now, a week from today, the 1st of May, will be that anniversary. And we're going to celebrate that at Baumhauer's.
Oh.
I'm even hoping to get him to lug himself up here for this. But about when I realized he had a restaurant in Montgomery, at first he had him in Tuscaloosa, and he's grown throughout the state ever since. I went over there. It used to be in a different spot on the boulevard. Hang on one second. We'll be right with you. And I went over there. I said, does he ever come here? I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
He said, well, not generally, but he's going to be here Wednesday because we have this fundraiser for the Red Cross called Tide and Tiger. And a lot of the old players are coming by. So I went by that Wednesday afternoon, sea of people in the parking lot in front. Great job raising funds. And I see him. And I positioned myself. I kept changing, but I finally got myself in a position where if he looked up, he had to see me.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of the great moments of many to come over 19 years here, was the reaction.
Aww.
He realizes it's me, and he comes over, and he's got a hand the size of a catcher's mitt.
Right.
Completely crushes mine, saying hello enthusiastically. He says, what are you, driving through? And I said, no, I live here now.
Surprise.
I just moved here. And we have, it's been great to rekindle that friendship of many years. We've known each other a long time.
Yeah.
A real long time. Let's find out who is waiting on hold for us. Good afternoon.
It's Adam.
Adam, how are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to, on the Baumhauer's thing, I thought about you guys today. I'm helping build a bowling alley down in Troy, and it's right next to the Baumhauer's down there, so I walked over there for lunch.
Cool.
And it was fantastic.
What did you have?
Well, I mean, I'm a cheese freak, and I really love the gooey stuff, but I went with the... I was born here, but I was raised around the Mississippi River, so I love the Cajun Creole. So I went with the Go Fish.
Yeah, the GAUX fish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah, with the shrimp etouffee. But I thought about you guys. I know it's Wednesday.
At the Boulevard, yes.
That was all I had.
Hey, no, glad you called. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Hope to see you there one of these nights. I had an email exchange. I had a group of women that helped me out when I first got here, and we started the afternoon talk show. And they were called the Cosmo Girls.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, I think Cosmo was still kind of a...
relevant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I would pick topics out of there and try to learn from them.
Oh, that's fun.
It was. And they really became... an incredible team of people. They all brought something different to the table, and everybody had a nickname.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was Stick Shift Annie. Brilliant woman, gorgeous, and always a pleasure to be around. And I mean, they when I was with them, they made me feel like I had class.
Yeah,
which I ain't naturally never feel that way. So she sent me a note. She's going to be there. So we're going to try and get the original. And anybody else that's had some kind of a role with the show, and you know who you are, hope to see you a week from tonight. Of course, you're welcome to come tonight as well to Baumhauer's Victory Grill on the Boulevard and enjoy some great food at very reasonable prices. I saw a thing in the prep about the American dream. And this is what they list as items that are part of achieving it. And by the way, Alabama is the fourth easiest state to achieve the American dream, as defined by the total annual cost of living, grocery cost per year, pet care cost. We were talking about that this morning.
I heard.
Briscoe had a couple of things with his fur,
mm-hmm.
a little infection or something. $390.
Yeah.
And Rich just got Chase his annual and a teeth cleaning. It was over $1,000.
That's insane.
What are people doing to pay these costs? This is crazy. So pet care is factored in. Annual car costs, that would include car payment, insurance, etc. Median home price is $217,000. Annual mortgage, $14,811. Healthcare annual costs, utilities annual costs, education annual costs. We could lower that if we had a lottery and the money was dedicated to putting our Alabama residents through school. Not illegal aliens and their kids, just ours. And child care annual costs. So we're the fourth easiest state to achieve this.
And we're right.
Kentucky is just ahead of us. Arkansas is just ahead of Kentucky. And Mississippi is absolutely the cheapest of all 57 states. As ranked by GoBankingRates.com. I love these kinds of details. You know, when I came here, I was still quite young. But it didn't take me long. The first thing, every city has its attractions.
Right.
Its history. But what I loved and made it easy to feel comfortable here were the people. Everybody was so nice.
I feel the same way.
You know?
I felt home here right off the bat.
Exactly. And I really felt confident that I would be able to connect here. And it's worked out better than I dared to dream.
Same.
Yeah, it's great.
I'm at 10 years here this year.
And it's home.
Yes, best move ever.
Yeah, I have made some catastrophic decisions in my life. Career-wise, personally, not to mention that hall pass for Paula Koch that I'm still ruminating about all these years later. But coming here was easily the best out of all of them. So I like to celebrate those things and say thank you. Because we just had our friends from Brian Jewelry here. There's a group of people that's been with me, gosh, almost 75% of the time I've been on the air.
Yeah.
And my thanks to listeners who know that by supporting the businesses that support us, like yours, you're keeping News Talk on the air. Because that's the way it is. We're all fighting the same issues. You know, the challenges that face everybody in an economy like this. So it's greatly and deeply appreciated. Let's take a walk around the newsroom now and see what some of the other stories are. Arizona House repeals total ban on abortion. Facebook shares pummeled after weak revenue guidance. I'm kind of cheering that on because I can't stand Mark Zuckerberg. I didn't mean to say Eddie Bader. Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam.
Oh, what's he up to now?
He's starting to look like Jack Smith, says the headline. That's the guy that's doing the witch hunt on Trump. I just can't believe, I can't even look at the news. It's so sickening. If we're not watching out-and-out anti-Semitism, we're watching insanity. This is the story, though, that we touched on the morning show. It's called Ozempic Face.
Yes.
Now,
scary.
Yeah, its popularity has skyrocketed. And here's the thing, you know, these were designed to be diabetes treatments.
Right.
And if you actually have been diagnosed with diabetes, you can get it like any other drug, you know, with a copay.
Right.
But if you don't qualify for the drug on that basis and you just want to lose weight,
you pay it's
very expensive. I asked my doctor about Mounjaro. This is before I just started to work the weight off.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote me a prescription and it was $1,300.
Wow.
For 1 month.
That is a lot of money.
If I was diabetic, I would have had a copay.
Right, a medical need.
Yeah.
Versus
cosmetic.
Just vanity.
So that's the message from Big Pharma. We don't give a damn what you look like. You can look hideous, you can be obese, but we're not going to help you unless you specifically qualify for this disease. But let me show you this picture. That's Ozempic face right there with the hollowed eyes, the sunken cheeks.
That's very scary looking.
It really is. And look at John Goodman.
It's not healthy looking at all.
John Goodman looks like a deflated balloon.
Very gaunt and just not They even lose color in their skin.
Yeah, this is actually, you may lose the weight, but it can also make you look hideous because it's not the weight's not just coming off your keister or your belly or areas you want to address. It's coming out of the fat in your face. And
that's people, what keeps you looking youthful.
They look like upholstered skeletons.
Yes, they look old.
It's not good.
They don't look lively.
That's Sharon Osbourne there. I didn't even recognize her.
She has been losing weight for decades. She's very thin and skeletal looking now.
I think Oprah has gained and lost the total tonnage of several freight trains over the years. And she's one of the people
she's
that's
been pushing this. She's a yo-yo dieter.
Wow, it's 5 o'clock already?
I know.
Have we accomplished anything of substance here? But we've had a good time, right?
That is something of substance.
Yes, a good time. Should be had by all. Pam Dubuque with AMS Studios in Prattville. We thank you for stopping by and look forward to your next visit.
I'll be here tomorrow.
That's right, because tomorrow's Thursday.
Yes. Well, you have me 3 to 5 again.
That's awesome. I see, I thought because Rosie has had the flu.
Yes.
And I texted her today and I said, really think you should take one more day just to be sure.
Well, you already have me on the calendar.
Well, then this
look
is,
at you.
Yeah, that's great.
Looking out for yourself.
That's me.
From the past.
Yes, I want fun people around me, and you have done a great job. And we're really good on the morning show, too.
Yeah, they're both very fun.
People are impressed.
Different and fun.
That's what we aim to do here on this radio station. All right, I'm going to look for something I've temporarily lost. We have the Wall Street Business Report coming up in just a couple of minutes, too, and then SRN News at the top of the hour.
My goodness, we have a mess. Taylor Road at Vaughan, debris all over the roadway there. Somebody had a lot of stuff fall off a trailer. Police car is on the scene. They had a full-size dresser that fell and got busted up there in the intersection. Please watch out for all that. Everywhere else, we're very busy all over Montgomery. I-65 and 85 definitely building already and getting busy from Taylor to Chantilly, 85 North, and, of course, through the interchange on 65 North and South. Goodbye, and check out the next generation compact track loaders at Thompson Tractor. With more power, a larger cab, this machine's built to impress. Join Thompson Tractor at their Montgomery demo event May 9th. Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
With the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott. Stocks drifted to a mixed close. The S&P 500 closed little change. That's after a two-day winning streak erased nearly two-thirds of last week's steep losses. Tesla jumped after saying the night before it would accelerate production of more affordable vehicles. Norfolk Southern stumbled after reporting weaker results than expected, as did Teledyne Technologies. Orders for long-lasting durable goods strengthened more than expected. The Dow was down 42 points to close at 38,460. The Nasdaq gained 16 points to 15,712. The S&P 500 added 1 point to 5071. New York oil falling 55 cents to $82.81 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group. Have you ever considered turning your home into a rental and build wealth at the same time? People throughout the River region are doing that right now. By investing wisely in the right property or turning your current home into a rental is the secret. Hiring a property manager to professionally manage your property is the way to prosperity. Our company does all of the advertising, personally showing prospective tenants, does a thorough background check and credit report before moving forward. Over 15 critical services are provided to our clients in protecting the asset, but also providing the best residence in your home possible. Collecting rent on time and frequent inspections help landlords feel better about renting their house, and to provide clean, well-kept homes that anybody would be proud to call home. For a complete list of property management services, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group at 221-2883 or 551-0225.